question: how would a loving relationship between humans and animals affect our world? Oh, that will be a big peace on Earth, capital P-E-A-C-E, and heaven will bless humans beyond measure. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. On today's show, we're just going to have fun. And you know what we're going to have fun with? Strawberries. My family loves strawberries, and we like to get our berries locally. So we decided to plant a patch right here on our own farm. So come on out with me. Let's go get a bowl. Now, strawberry picking is a very pleasant activity. Actually, it's something you can do with the whole family. Here in Canada, there's often pick-your-own farms located near cities or towns, and you can take the kids out and just have a great time. Did you know that the strawberry is the most popular berry in the whole world? I think one of the reasons is it's so beautiful. It's actually a symbol of perfection and love. And if you look at the shape of a strawberry, it's in the shape of a heart. There's an old saying that if you cut a strawberry in half and you give half to someone that you like, they will fall in love with you. There's something else that's very unique about the strawberry. Did you know that it is the only fruit in the whole world that has its seeds on the outside, the little yellow specks on the outside of a strawberry are actually its seeds. So it's a very unique and beautiful and loving fruit. So now we've picked our beautiful bowl of fresh strawberries. See, you can tell a fresh strawberry by how shiny it is and how clear the skin is. And actually, a fresh local strawberry like this has a delicious aroma, almost like a rose. So how can we, one more thing before I go on, how we can use the berries. These are very, very perishable. So as soon as you pick them, put them into the fridge and wash them only when you're ready to use them. Don't wash them before you put them in the fridge. Just rinse them lightly and leave this green stem in right until you're ready to use them, because that gives the berry its integrity. So the ways that you can use the strawberry are endless. They are limited only by your imagination. You can eat them just as they are. Or you can make a salad and put a few on top to make it so much more beautiful. This is one of the ways that I really like the berries. It's in a dip. It's putting the berries in a dip. And this dip is made out of vegan sour cream with a couple of tablespoons of organic brown sugar in it. Just mix those two together, dip the berry into it, and it is something I'm sure you'll enjoy. This is another way that I like to have berries. We just slice them up, put a little bit of sugar on, maybe a half a teaspoon of sugar for this whole bowl, mix it and let it sit for about a half an hour, and then it begins to form a bit of juice. And that is a spectacular fresh dessert for summer. And if you want to be a little more elegant, you can mix strawberries with other berries. This is mixed with blueberries, a layer of blueberries, a layer of strawberries, another layer of blueberries, and then actually just a little bit of this dip put on top, the vegan sour cream and brown sugar. Now, not only are strawberries exceptionally beautiful and wonderful smelling, they're also very good for the health. I want to show you something here. Have a look at the shape of a strawberry when you cut it in half. Now, as that reminds us, the shape of it reminds us of our heart. And in fact, strawberries are very good for the heart. They also help to prevent cancer. They are also a natural anti-inflammatory. In fact, strawberries were used medicinally before we used to eat them for pleasure. The other thing about strawberries is that they are full of vitamin C. One cup of strawberries will give you 100% of all your vitamin C requirements for the whole day. They have manganese in them, potassium, vitamin B's, vitamin K. Just enjoy the berries and know that they're excellent for your health. Now, once you've used the fresh strawberries for everything you can think of, and you still have some berries left, what are you going to do with them? When we come back, I'm going to show you what I do with leftover strawberries to save them for the long winter ahead.
Factory farms, a critical pollution problem. One factory farm creates more pollution than Houston, the fourth largest city in the United States of America. Factory farm waste contaminates streams, rivers, and lakes, pollutes water supplies, releases noxious gases into the air, causes respiratory illness and other health problems. Over 907 million tons produced annually in the United States alone.
Have our eyes wide open as
very destructive.
I know that some of my colleagues and others have quoted.
A U.S. government accountability report found that one single factory farm produces 1.6 million tons of waste each year, more than is produced by the city of Houston, Texas. Save our water. Save our air. Save our planet. Be veg, go green. For more urgent details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SOS.
We can still save the planet. Day 1248. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
How to veg for starters.
1. Veg before you shop.
2. Go straight to veg section.
3. Get veg recipes.
4. Make new veg friends.
5. Get info about veg benefits.
6. Spread the veg trend. Seven. Feel like a saint.
Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. So we were talking about strawberries and what to do with some leftover ones. Now here in Canada, we have a long winter where we're not able to get local berries, so I like to save a lot for the winter. And one of the easiest ways of saving strawberries is simply to freeze them. And all you need to do is rinse the strawberries off lightly, let them dry a little bit, remove this top, and they are basically ready to freeze. You just put them in just as they are. So here's a bowl, ready to freeze. Some people freeze them individually on trays. I find that's too much work. I just stick them in a plastic freezer bag. Now, one of the things is you don't want to fill that plastic bag too full, because then the berries will stick together. And then you kind of level it out. This is important now. You take the air out of the bag with your hand, just flatten with your hand, and then seal the bag, depending on what kind of bag you have. This one has a little Ziploc sealer. Put that in the freezer, and we're ready for a long winter ahead. So here's a package of berries that I froze a couple of days ago. Now, if the berries stick together, just give it a little tap and they'll all break loose. So you might be asking yourself, well, what do I do with these hard rock little berries? Ah, this is where even more fun comes into play. This is something my family loves. I make milkshakes out of them. So for two people, you can put in a couple of cups of soy milk into your blender. I have a super duper blender here that I love. And it depends how sweet you like it. I've used about a tablespoon of organic brown cane sugar. And then you need about two cups of strawberries. But what you do is you add them a few at a time, and then you make this milkshake as thick as you like it. So we'll add about this many just to start. And we'll see how that is. Okay, it needs a few more, not many actually. It's fairly thick right now. Ah, that's better. Now it's turned into a creamy, creamy, thick milkshake. Mm-mm, some good. And this is the way I would normally serve this to my family. See how thick it is? It'll actually hardly come out. I'm going to have to use my knife here a little bit to help it come out. It's so thick, it's actually almost more like ice cream today, which is good because it's a hot day today. And you might even want to put a little edible flour on the edge. Your family will love all of these delightful delicacies made with strawberries. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. And may all your days be very, very happy.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.